Yo.
You saw, hey.
It's in Chicago right now. They're having all the tanks come out.
You know, we're not started, right?
Oh yeah, we recording
nah,
right
nah,
now.
Nah, you in the intro now. Hold
on, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? We live. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't outside, and we ain't 10 no more. I think it's 5 of us. If my accuration, no, it was 4. Ooh, I just had to rhyme. That's the only reason.
Okay.
I
didn't
know if you catch that.
Everybody
you know
got
that?
Their distance.
You know what I'm saying?
Got your distance.
Yeah, I got my weed. Hey, but it's the 32 Cast, and we in the spot. Goddamn.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? Got your boy Bandito.
The number one sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy.
You gotta introduce yourself.
And you got Dylan.
Dylon.
You know, that should be your moniker, Dylon.
Dylon. Now that is his moniker.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm just trying to spread the truth. Live another day.
That nigga sound like a conspiracy theorist talking about I want to spread the truth.
We didn't have one of them.
Ooh, we. Nah, it's all good. We all got conspiracies.
You know, we all got knowledge to pass on.
I got a hood conspiracy.
Yeah, shit, don't we all?
I feel like the all the Indians that work at the Mini Mart are related.
What? It's true.
I feel like they are related. I mean, think about it.
Because you see more than one. You see the same one at different stores,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You got to have a family business.
Have you all ever met an Indian with a Mexican name? Josue.
Huh?
I swear for Lord.
Josue that runs with bulls.
Josue. That nigga, he be on Polk. It's a, he run the Texaco off of Polk. It's 2 stores. Right there off of Wheeling and Polk. Mm-hmm. You got the Texaco on the right, and you got the Raceway on the left. That nigga be at both of them hoes.
Oh,
and he been at both of them hoes for years. That nigga name is Josue, boy. Some people call him Jose. Yeah. That nigga speak... He speak Arabic, all that shit.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Shit, diverse.
That's why his name.
Fuck it. Like the Diego.
Shit. Diego. The shit.
Yeah. Dylan.
Dylan.
I don't know. Some Mexican.
Justin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit. I know a lot of Justin. I know
diverse.
A couple white boys named Justin.
Yeah.
I know a few people named Tevin. Not too many.
Not a lot of Tevin. I only know 2 Tevins. You the cooler one.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that. I was raised on the shaded side of earth. That's where God put me.
What? We're gonna break this in. Ronnie.
Quarantine day 6.
Shit. 6. I feel like we ain't quarantined yet.
Somewhat.
Check this out. A coronavirus on Gematria is the same numerical equivalence as the real Jesus is. Barack Hussein Obama Jr.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Time to say goodbye. This is a Jewish calculating system that they go off of. A lot of the elites go off of this.
The Jews are thieves and thieves are liars.
They're liars if they're going off these old practices that they still go off of. Like the NBA, it's a lot of anything that's number-based, anything that you can get points off within numbers.
Y'all laughing at my face?
I'm laughing because you said no.
I was like, what's
going on?
I get
say, let me break this in.
I get what you're saying, and for the listeners, because I got what he was saying, but he gonna blow your mind. But it's this. Explain this.
Hold on, let's wait on that. Let's introduce what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, first. It's called the new numerical
gematria.
Now see, some niggas like me. I go off of one thing, the Bible. And a lot of this coronavirus is actually
in the Bible.
In the Bible. Spoken.
Locusts and plagues.
Lotus has been here too.
Have been here recently.
Yeah,
we're in Africa recently. They still are in Africa.
Yeah, the lotus swarms.
Let's not forget, Australia was on fucking fire.
Australia was on fire. So it's like a lot of political things
on fire.
Going on. So it's like, there's that. So before you trying to tease me with these numbers, let me just get where I'm coming from out the way. Now you can go.
Hold on, wait.
Because I don't want to be confused.
Hold on. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because I want the listeners to like get a good understanding, because I can't understand. I can't break.
Okay, this. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I got you. So, gematria is like numerology in a way. Numerology, if y'all know what that is, you know what numerology is.
Yeah.
So numerology is basically the same thing. Numerology is how you. It's a numerical value that you could transform. A word, you can break it down each letter into a number.
Mm-hmm.
You can break it down to a number, and if you add each and every one of those numbers up, you get a value. And with that value, you get all these other so everything like Kevin Durant, for example. Kevin Durant, if you add each and every one of the numbers up, you get like 1138. And 1138 at Kevin Durant is the same thing as like the world's gonna end, the Illuminati is ill. If you type these words in, and like a lot of these, like recently Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul, he passed recently. But on his last game, coincidentally, at his last game, they took him out the game at 4.1 seconds, and he passed at 41. And I find that kind of odd.
Did he?
On YouTube, you can look up his last game.
41 what? Seconds or what?
4.1 seconds. They took him out the game on his last game, which he scored what? How many points did he score on the last game?
80.
It was like 60 points. It was 60 points on his last game. They took him out at 4.1 seconds. And the driver of the helicopter, the pilot, he wasn't even supposed to be in the air. No one was supposed to be in the air. Anybody with a license that can drive a helicopter will tell you that. And this man has flown other NBA superstars like Kawhi Leonard, and it's like, you know, they say, because look, check this out, the GOAT was always meant to be, the GOAT is a sacrificial term, it's sacrifice, it's old, it has ancient meaning to it, like for example, there was a cave, right, and these railroad company had to build a railroad through this huge cave, a huge mountain, to get on the other side way quicker, right? Man, if I want me to change subject, I'll change subject.
Nah. Listen.
I don't know.
Nah, you
like,
good.
That's
you,
why I'm like, I'm really trying to understand.
You good. He really caught my attention when he said the GOAT is deeper than what it.
Yeah.
Because with me, with a Mason background, a lot of that shit that he's saying makes sense to me, but I don't know about Kevin Durant and Kobe, but cool. Yeah. But when you say about the GOAT, when you say it had the meaning, GOAT has a sacrificial telling behind it.
Yeah.
Like, when I speak to people dealing with the same shit I deal with, It kind of consists of the GOAT, and when that GOAT come up, that mean you gotta offer something, give something up, like,
right.
And that GOAT is gonna want something in return, but that GOAT gonna bless you. But it's always a sacrifice dealing with that GOAT.
Well, I don't want to be the GOAT.
Exactly.
That's all I gotta say. I'm alright with being an average ass nigga. So hey,
that GOAT real.
Yeah, for real. Like, the GOAT was actually used, like, so they're trying to build this railroad through the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. And hundreds of people lost their lives trying to make this railroad. And it's like in a European country. Norwegian. Yeah, like somewhere in Sweden area. And they had to build this through a huge mountain. So they had to make a deal with the devil. The ability to dig this hole to make all these explosions,
what?
Make it work.
Whoa, hold on, wait, what?
In return, just hear me out. In return, he asked the devil. In return, asked for the first soul that crossed the railroad track. The first soul. So what they did, the people that after they were done building this railroad through the mountain, and what they did, they sent a goat across the railroad to try to fool the goat, try to fool the devil.
That was stupid.
And ever since, the devil has been taking lives, like train off the rail racks. Since those trains are basically cursed, whoever goes through those railroads. to this day. So they try to trick the devil with the goat. The goat was always meant to be a sacrifice. You know, so when they get rid of the best, because the best is always labeled the goat.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a billy goat?
Yeah.
They climb mountains. Like, they can literally just find the littlest.
Define gravity.
And that shit's amazing.
I don't think Kobe was sacrificed. I just think that pilot just didn't know what the fuck
he was doing. Yeah, that pilot didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Like, and to me, like, all right, boom. In a way, it's like, I'm not saying everything you're saying is bullshit. Yeah. I'm like 30%, like 40%, like, all right. 30% is what you're saying possibly true. Because if you think about it, say something good happened, or say something weird happened, bro, we always be like, oh, shit, it was in that plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or karma.
Karma.
So
you know what I'm saying?
The fact that we believe in karma just goes to show that there's something higher. There's something higher than us over control.
Oh, most definitely.
The fact that we believe in karma, all four of us, I bet, believe in karma.
Hey, yeah.
So, that just goes to show
that's why
that
I don't,
something higher.
That's why I don't commit certain actions. So let's get on this corona bullshit.
Yes.
Cause that shit been fucking up my pay.
Yeah. Prayers to my cousin DeShannon Jackson. She has the coronavirus.
Prayers to everyone infected for real.
Prayers to the infected. Prayers to everybody who has to go to work in these conditions.
For real.
Prayers to everybody, like, just be safe out there. And I'm noticing the mood. I almost got in two fights. The niggas are stupid. The city's on edge. I think this is the first time I've seen fear in the city. Or felt it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people really don't know what to do. Nothing's stronger than fear.
Because this ain't our first time people going out and buying out everything.
Yeah,
not that
tissue.
I can remember. Tissues, because somebody over exaggerated.
Yeah, I feel
the tissue
same way.
Shit.
Yeah, like, it's because Trump, like, if it comes from China, I don't want that shit over here. Like, this tissue situation. Yeah. But, like, even with that, it's like, if you even think we finna go there, your first thing to get is tissue.
Yeah, like,
that was my only issue with that. It's like,
you know, Germany's been around since.
No, it's not forever. Even that. Like, they didn't get, there was a lot of medicine that was missed. It was a lot of
medicine comes
wipes.
From China.
Wipes. It was like, it was certain things.
What bothers me the most is that everybody stockpiled on tissue and other shit. But, like, while me and my folks was buying guns, you know what I'm saying, while everything was cheap and everything was still in stock, now everybody want to buy guns. Now I
demand for that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we was buying guns last month when this first came out. We didn't think that shit was going to hit America. You know what I'm saying? And I've been saying, let me go ahead and give me another firearm just in case we go through apocalypse. Cause I, allegedly or not allegedly, if you come my way, I'm going to pop you. I'm in my legal rights to defend myself.
Amendment.
I am in full legal rights. But this quarantine shit, this executive order that they executed today, implying the 10 or more rule. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go to jail for that shit.
Yeah, businesses are getting fined. People going to jail.
Like,
that's going to affect a lot of people's jobs.
Yeah. And my job, like, say, it's already four people in there. So it's the workers. You got two servers, you got me, and you got a manager. Right. You know what I'm saying? We can only allow up to four or five more people in that store. That sixth person got to stay outside until somebody else walk. What?
Yeah,
we ain't playing no game.
That's good, though.
Ain't
that's
playing no game.
Shit,
no,
y'all
sir.
Pushing it with 10.
Yeah. Nah, we don't even want 10.
No more than 10. Like, no more than 6. What you say, 5 people?
No more than 5. Like, right now, we're in the borderline limit.
For real.
We can go 8.
Damn.
But I ain't even trying to see 9.
Bruh. I don't even want to see anything past 5.
No dining too, right?
No dying in, nowhere.
Nowhere.
That shit out of how you know who got the corona? It's like the zombie apocalypse or some
y'all
shit.
Know who, bitch. It is so crazy because Ebola was in North Dallas. The first case was in over in Park Lane Station.
Oh shit!
You see, Ebola wasn't this.
Only thing with scary, Ebola, though. Ebola didn't spread as fast as Corona.
This shit's coming from
Ebola. They say Corona could last up from 2 hours to 7 hours airborne.
Oh, damn. Yep.
2 hours on a wood surface, 4 hours on a metal surface.
It's all about cleanliness.
Cleanliness. Yeah, you're right.
You gotta be clean.
You gotta wash your hands at least 20 seconds. And before you even wash, you scrub your hands with the soap, leather, for 20 seconds.
I seen Dr.
And then you
doing
rinse.
This shit. Like, he's like this, do this, yeah. like that.
You gotta really teach people how to
properly
wash.
Bro, even before this Ebola, Corona shit really started getting crazy. Remember, I went to go take my manager's certification test. A lot of these bacteria and pathogens and viruses and toxins were all in my test that I had to study. So it's like a lot of this shit is avoidable. If Corona was even in there, and a lot of people don't even know, Corona is not just one virus. Corona is a multitude.
Mutated.
Of, that's why they call this Corona strand of this year. They call it COVID-19 because it started in 2019. It's multiple coronaviruses, but a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call it COVID-19. You know what I'm saying? It's coronavirus 19, but it was coronaviruses 2 years ago. A lot of people, you know how some people get rare heart conditions and shit? Like, that virus been around. It's just this particular strain, probably, like you say, mutated, and just started in Wuhan, but Chinese people say America. I don't know.
It's from China. Yeah. That's what Trump said.
And you know, down the street from that, they're saying it got exposed at a supermarket. It was like a market.
What the
by
fuck?
Bats. That's what they're saying. Yeah. By bats, and they tested the bats. They don't test for Corona. And then down the street from that supermarket. Like a couple miles down the road, there's a huge privately owned laboratory that makes viruses. In Wuhan, there's a privately owned laboratory that makes nothing but like they specialize in like viruses.
I don't doubt it.
And down the street from that market.
I don't doubt it at all.
I don't doubt shit.
And they're saying that it's U.S. owned.
I don't doubt that neither.
Saying the U.S. owned. That's why everybody's trying to.
They say U.S. Created the shit, but shit, if that's the case,
they got the virus. I mean, the vaccine.
What I was thinking is maybe they want maybe Donald Trump did this
so he can get 2020.
Yep.
That would be
nobody could go vote. Nobody could vote because the polls gonna be can't have more than 5 people in the room.
But see, they said they was finna try to make that shit electronical.
Electronically, so they could rig it though.
Yeah, I ain't heard about
that
shit.
That shit so easy.
Russia.
You can rig that shit so easy.
Yeah, I ain't heard about that shit.
Huh. The Chinese.
I was watching the news yesterday.
If they do that, bro, that shit rigged. I'm not even gonna vote. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not finna have my voice cheated.
Damn. I voted.
Yeah, bro, another
I voted on the Tuesday, the primary. I voted. I went to Mountain View and I voted. I was proud to vote. I ain't gonna lie. Shit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I never voted.
I ain't gonna even lie, bro. You look like you'll cut my grass right now with this mustache, my nigga.
yeah. All right, look, I had a full-on beard.
He said you went from Dylan to Hector.
But you seen that? They said it's best to cut your beard.
Some shit like that. They told me I gotta cut my beard, and I was like, damn, man, I look funny without
him. You say he look like Hector, right? Like he'll stab something.
You think this is bad? I'll
make sure he ain't got no boots.
Hey,
y'all need to see that shit. That shit was funny as fuck.
People working still.
I'm still working. Should I just let work?
I'm about to go car in a little bit.
I go tomorrow.
Damn.
Shit, you know, I don't, bro. I ain't never really, like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm real cool.
Yeah, bro.
You hear what they're doing to Asians? Not to cut you off. Like the Asian Chinese Americans.
But they being racist toward them?
Yeah, some getting jumped.
That's fucked up because, you know, I went through that shit.
If you
jump
them, don't you come in contact with the corona if you think
right. Corona. You might as well shoot their ass. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing.
Damn, no sense.
It was a joke. It was a joke. No Trump. It was a joke. Man, look, I can see the hate, Lil.
That was the
32 cast that said that.
No, we all in this one. Oh, shit.
That's your
just blame Dylan.
You shit. Nylon. Nothing but hot fire.
Well, look. Somebody got to take the
book. Somebody got
to take the book. That's fucked up. Oh, man.
Gotta
but
get
like,
the goat, then.
How are y'all impacted by this? Like, how are y'all personally impacted? For me personally, I say this. It's caused me to do a lot of self-evaluating. Even outside of looking at self, I kind of look at humans a lot differently.
Oh.
That humans look very ugly to me.
Weak.
Yeah. I don't know. There's certain qualities I was seeing in humans during this that I just did not like. And I'm not judging nobody. Like, I get it. People handle their situations on their own. But, like, I know I wouldn't do it that way. It's just, I don't know. I was disappointed. That's all I would say. I'm not finna stab nobody over no damn tissue. I'm not. I'm sorry. Like, I just can't. Like, don't get me wrong. We get into a fight at Walmart, then I bust your ass, then that's just your problem. I don't care. But if you really finna fight me over some tissue, I'm just gonna let you have that, Charmin.
Mm-hmm.
Bounty's better any fucking
you can have the soft ass shit, old soft ass thing.
Soft ass thing. But, like, it was just like I really felt like this situation put a mirror in all of our faces, and you either liked what you saw or you didn't like what you saw, and you just didn't give a fuck.
I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all. Mm-hmm. I always been have my little thing, so you know, one side is like, yeah, this he I keep calling it shitty bowler. This corona shit is good because I got ways I can make more money. And then another side is like, I'm trying to be all the way legal. I'm trying to be straight. I'm trying to be clean. It's forcing me to do the other shit. And then not only that shit is probably finna take me back like 10 years, how I was thinking 10 years ago in a way, because it's like, damn, I can't work. And then the people that I usually deal with can't work, so they can't spend money with me. So it's like, now it's like,
back to square one.
Do I turn into a shark in the water? Like, of course I wouldn't get at none of my people. Not saying I want to do, but nigga, I ain't gonna lie, just being 100, I've been thinking like that. Like, I take some.
Like, if you get to that point.
No cap. Like, I drive my ass to the good side of town. I'm gonna be Robin Hood around this hoe. I'll be on the good side of town. Yeah, you finna come up out something. Like, but I don't want to be that way. So hopefully we get past it. Because it's like, shit. Like I said, I've been trying to be legal, be straight, be clean, be good. I ain't been in no trouble, but I see this shit going two ways. If I stay clean, the good thing about it, the market going down. I can invest my money into a lot of shit. I bought 5 shares of Groupon yesterday because it was 62 cents.
See,
I bought 5 shares of Groupon yesterday because it was 62 fucking cents. I spent $1.67.
You been on Robin Hood?
On Robin Hood.
What's Robin Hood?
Hey, man,
we going to do that after. Until Robin Hood, y'all want to know? Shit, get at us. We got people we can put on.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a link
Robin
in a minute.
Hood.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but nah.
I can't believe you, Dylan.
Nah, Dylan. And now, ankle? I can tell you about ankle.
Let me tell you about ankle. We'll plug the shit out of ankle.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ankle.
Well,
they ain't putting no snaps on this picture.
Not yet. You know what I'm saying? Not yet. But shit, yeah, they come with it. I'm with it. But yeah. Of course. So like I say, it's two sides I can look at it. Like, my one of my homies, he big into investing. So like, Disney is $93 right now. Usually Disney is like $200 something. You know what I'm saying? Everything is down.
Yeah.
Everything is down.
The market is real low.
So like, I can take my money and invest in that, or I can do it with something else with it. This is my first purchase that I made outside of just buying food and buying shit that I can make other money with. I ain't really just bought nothing that I can't do nothing with yet.
I think the first thing
guns
I'm gonna invest in, because you know, supposedly we're supposed to get that $1,000
and $1,200. It's between $1,200 and $1,400.
How's that gonna work? How do we gotta qualify? What do we gotta do?
Did you file taxes last year?
Nah, because I had none filed.
Did you file taxes last year?
The taxes we just passed.
Did you file taxes in
2019? Yeah, right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, you're gonna get some. If you didn't file, you'll have to do it manually. You have to do it like an I-9. You have to do it manually. But it's for taxpayers. It's for, according to what I read, I don't want to be, don't quote me, because
you have had to have paid taxes.
Basically. Paid taxes some type of way, bro.
Yeah. Because I owed.
Through the IRS.
I don't know how the fuck that shit gonna work. Like I said, bro, I want the $1,200,000. I've been working for the past umpteen. So shit, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully I can get my little chum chums, but if not, shit.
That's really the money.
The people that's gonna get their checks gonna spend money with me anyway, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Man, and that's another thing. I'm thinking everybody should just put something in a pot, man. And get some pot, man.
Get a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some people that know some people. And know some people.
Some good gas and just sit on that. That's going to be like an investment on its own.
What you looking at?
You sit on,
I want to. Low-key, do you know how to get into the marijuana stocks?
I got a buddy I can call.
Yeah.
His name Frederick Washington. He runs Fly Ink Tattoo. Oh, you do? Are you into you in that business plan? That's the nigga I was listen, bro. That nigga did like, I want to say he did like 8 years. He's younger than me. He did like 8 years, but see, before he got locked up, Tesla was like kind of just starting.
Yeah,
and years ago, his mom's old. And them kind of put money in Tesla for him right before he got locked up. Damn. When he came out, his people put all trust in him. Say shit, they sacrificed everything for him. Opened up his own tattoo shop. Now this nigga been in magazines, all this shit. Like, young nigga, bro. But when you see him, you talk to him, you probably don't even think he young, bro. Because like the way he moved, like this nigga them. Had a conversation with Master P. Like I say, all the shit that I know from stocks, Robin Hood, everything, like, other than drug dealing, everything else I know, I probably done learned from that nigga or one of my other big homies. But I talk to Frederick all the time. I was supposed to go to that nigga tattoo shop the other day, that whole North Dallas. I just got a little too fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that nigga want to see me make it. You know what I'm saying? He was watching me when he was growing up. But it's like, shit. And that's another thing. Like, me and my little kinfo Tyler was talking. He was like, old niggas act like they can't learn nothing from young niggas.
Bro, that shit.
Dylan, you younger than me, right?
Yeah.
I listen to you when you talk, bro. Well, all the time I listen. Some of the shit I retain. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't give a fuck how old you is, bro. If you know something I don't know,
I'm finna listen.
Please school me.
Yes.
Cause I need to know what you know.
Facts. I listen to y'all and y'all both younger than me. Like I know what to listen to. That's the
that's the better thing. Cause you gotta be careful what you retain.
How to filter the bullshit. Yeah.
If a nigga talking bullshit, you know? and I ain't just talking like, if you ain't talking like no, nothing that promotes growth, mm-hmm. period, nigga really ain't trying to hear that shit, bro. Like, even like
any growth, motivation, I can't really.
You out here talking. Like, I understand. I just had a whole segment of talking about some shit that I would do if shit get crucial. But that's some shit that I don't want to do. My little brother doing 70 years for doing that same shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, that's why I stray away from it. But, like, if I have to, I will go in survival mode. But, like, I don't want to talk to no nigga that's out here robbing people. Cause I don't want my income to come illegally. I don't want to watch over my back.
Yeah, that's not the way.
I don't like that shit, bro. I don't want to be. Let me do this because I got to ride like this. If I do ride like this, if I'm smoking in my car, I don't want to be worried about if the laws pull me over and they find this. Nah, I don't like that shit, bro. I, to be honest, I really don't. But you know, shit. Until I can get to the point to where I can't do that shit no more. Ain't gonna be thugging. Yeah,
facts. But like, you see how this corona just really affecting everything?
It affected it's really affecting my mental.
Yeah,
bro. I'm so used to going to work like damn near every day, bro. Like getting up and doing something. Like now it's like nigga just sit. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I ain't never just sitting. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the go, but like,
it forces you to sit and be still.
It forces me to sit and be still. It's like, damn, now I gotta wait on this. Like, I could be at work, and while I'm at work, I can be lining shit up. But like, now I got too much free time, and I'm not used to that shit no more.
That's like, what you gonna do with all this free time?
What am I gonna do? Cause it's like, we kind of like, bro. I don't know what else to do with my... They closed the gym. I can't go to the gym. What am I supposed to do? I'm out here thugging. I'm not finna sit in the fucking house. Well, at least not in my situation right now. I'm not finna sit in that house all day. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I think for me personally, mentally, I'm saying that it's just been doing me just...
It's giving you peace? Mm-hmm. Tranquility. Mm-hmm. How you say it?
I always stay to myself anyway. Mm-hmm. But like, this just is just like, alright, if we get quarantined, what am I finna do for these 2 weeks if we get quarantined like this? Alright, I gotta ask.
But see, you got your wife, you got a game system,
stuff like that. But I was like, what can I really invest in? So I was like, I'm investing spirit.
The airline?
No, not like your spirit. Like, oh, your spirit, your soul.
Oh,
like that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm gonna spray my Bible in, just read, like chill. Like I'm not. For some reason with this, I'm not. I'm calm. I'm just like just chilling, like just chilling.
I'm not really worried about it. I mean, I am, but I'm not like...
Yeah, it's like...
I just know it's going to be okay for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
For one, y'all stay to yourselves.
Yeah. He said, y'all niggas secluded.
Yeah, y'all stay to yourselves. Like, you call me, I'll be like, hey, I pull up. I don't really too much see too many other people around. You know what I'm saying? But like I say... I ain't gonna just act like a nigga ain't worried about it. I don't know, but for some reason, I feel like my body done fought out some heavy. I done had chronic bronchitis, pneumonia. I done went a whole year with pneumonia, didn't even know it. A whole year.
Damn.
Then went to the doctor for a strep throat and found out I had pneumonia. For a whole fucking year, my body been fighting that shit off. I ain't even know it. I ain't feel like I was sick.
You just going on.
I'm just going, cause like I'm always, you know,
on the go.
I'm always on it. And then like I frequently go to the gym. I don't have the gym.
So now you just
now you just stuck.
That is my de-stressor, bro. Like, and I'm not out here being fallacious, like, with a whole bunch of women. I'm not, like, I used to. Like, I've been chilling. Like, I had my peace for a little minute.
Shit, niggas still trying to bag something during this coronavirus.
Hey, nah, I did post something on Facebook the other day. He said, during this pandemic, I've been thinking about raw sex. And then somebody else posted it, and I shared it. I said, I ain't shit, because I've been thinking about trying to butt up some cheeks with her own oil.
In the hell?
But I ain't did it.
Oh, my God.
Billie Jean, I've been clean.
Man, I feel fine, though. I feel like everybody just get right with the Most High. Pray up. Stay inside. You're not being a badass while going out. You're being stupid. I just want to say that. If he ain't got to go, then just stay inside. Just stay in. If it's not a must, just stay in. That's what I recommend. Wash your hands. Practice cleanliness. It's a shame you got to tell people to wash their hands.
You know what? You want to know some crazy shit, bro? I seen. Some crazy shit I seen. It was like, what they say? It was a news article on Fox 4 News, bro. And it was telling people not to drink bleach. I told you yesterday, bro.
Yeah,
it
takes somebody to tell you that.
Yeah. Don't drink bleach.
Why the fuck would you drink some bleach, B?
I mean, that bleach kills everything. So.
Nah, it's gonna kill you, dumbass.
You know what? I know a girl that drunk bleach.
Trying to clean her piss?
I was staying at Charleston Place.
Oh, you was over there in the hood.
Yeah. Man, I told you I stayed over there. After I moved from Pleasant Grove, I moved right into Charleston Place Apartments. Right by Canterbury. Her name was Baby Girl. That was a nickname. They called her Baby Girl. I walked outside. I look up, because, you know, if you've been to Charleston Place, it's like the stairs.
It's a hill.
Up. And then side and then up. So they right on that little patio when you go up the first flight of steps. She crying and shit. So they drinking water, or they trying to give her water, and she over there crying. And so they like, what happened if you drink bleach? I don't even know what's going on. Pick up my dumb ass. You die. That's the first time. Like, you die.
Straight up.
Then she was like, cry. So I guess I made it worse. They're like, no, you don't. You just need to call poison control and all this shit. Like,
they're going to tell you you're going to die if you don't do this. If you don't do this, you're going to die.
Oh, like, shit.
You did.
You drunk bleach. You're going to die. That's how I saw it. Fucking goofy. And then, I did that about you telling me that.
That shit goofy as hell.
Yeah, that shit just tripped me up. Right. I don't know what she had going on. I don't know if it was something like, I don't know if it was one of those things when you're young, you'd be like, I'm gonna kill myself. You know, I don't know what it was. I just remember as a kid walking outside, seeing her crying. It was a glass of bleach. She thought, that's what it was. She thought it was water and she drank it. Well, I don't know, because you gotta smell that.
You gotta smell
shit.
Bleach. Bleach is like something. So,
that was a bullshit story they told me. All I know is, when I walked outside and they asked the question, they didn't say Justin. They just they threw it up in the air for an alley-oop, and I ducked it in there with the "you gonna die" quote as the answer. Look, logically speaking, that's just not some shit you do. Like, niggas just don't drink bleach.
Don't drink bleach, not even a careful. My little bro did that shit trying to clean his piss. And that nigga, I'm talking about, I thought it was the exorcist around his hoe. I'm talking about everywhere.
Damn.
He was throwing up his insides. I was like, well, you're stupid.
Did he clean his piss?
Oh, shit, it cleaned him. Burnt his insides. Shit. Goof ass on a nigga. Like, how much did you drink? Was you trying to get drunk? I'll clear it. Clorox.
He should have mixed it up with some water. Just,
I think he said he mixed the whole water, but why would you even? Why would you even smell refreshing? I can't even drink that thing.
I'd rather just detox like normal.
Yeah, I'm going to just sweat it out. I'm going to go, you know what I'm talking about?
They say baking soda. Baking soda had alkaline.
Yeah, we can take a little break.
We'll be bite, Mike.
Yeah, we going to come back. Niggas on
the drink. We ain't through bleach.
We finna drink some bleach.
Bleach! In my soldier man voice.
It's okay.
Should we go live? Live on the bookcase.
Sure we can.
Actually, you know how this corona is affecting the sports world outside of the NBA, the NFL. You know, they really can't do a lot of testing and shit, so Cam Newton probably fuck around and get released. I mean, you see they released Todd Gurley. I mean, he got picked up by Atlanta. Fast. But, I mean, a lot of those teams finna have to
There's a lot of moves going on.
Nah, but they're gonna have to take a guess. It's like shooting in the dark.
Sean Payton had it. Has it?
Yeah, he has it. And I can't believe the Panthers chose Teddy Bridgewater.
The backup quarterback?
Over Cam Newton. Yeah. I don't know who the hell was running that shit over there, but you're fucking stupid.
Bill Belichick, he wanted Garoppolo over Tom Brady a couple years ago. Garoppolo was the backup quarterback for Patriots for a long time.
And that's cool, but
he went to the Super Bowl, but the same. If Tom Brady went to San Francisco, they would have won.
And Jimmy G is very, he overrated to me.
He is. That nigga's not as good.
Y'all believe Dez Bryant coming back to the Cowboys or not?
It's hype.
It's hype.
Jimmy Jones just trying to give y'all a distraction for the corona.
It's hype. It's hype. Definitely. I believe it when I see it.
I can see it.
Kidfuck ain't been hitting so long.
He's just used to being a Neiman Marcus.
My only thing with them bringing back Dez is I don't want none of these fans to be bitching, moaning, and complaining when Dez does some Dez-like shit.
AB gonna come back?
But
he gonna come back anytime soon?
Wow, we ain't talking about him. We talking about Dez. Fuck AB right now.
He going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, his shit signed, sealed, and delivered.
Buccaneers.
Same place. Tom Brady.
Yeah. Back to Dez. If y'all do get him,
Dez, Amari just got signed for like how much?
To who?
To the Cowboys.
That was stupid. Y'all gonna lose.
Amari's got signed big check.
That was stupid. Yeah. Y'all gonna lose.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Amari just signed.
He just signed for a big check.
Yeah, but why would y'all?
Dak, he got the franchise deal.
In God's name, give Amari Cooper $100 million.
He got a new head coach.
Why would you give him $100 million and not pay Dak Prescott? That's stupid. Man. That is the dumbest move you could have made. That was dumb, and y'all made it. So that's why I feel like y'all ain't gonna win no more because of that shit y'all do.
We got rid of
a
little
kept the kicker.
Yeah,
you ain't
got Zeke right, but get rid of
goddamn
Zeke and Dak. You know
Coach.
They good.
Yeah,
they good unit. I like how
they're
moving.
Nah, but see, where y'all fucked up is y'all should have paid Dak before y'all paid Zeke. Honestly,
because Rod Gurley got let go.
Nah, we not talking about that.
He got let go for like $10 million before he hit the bonus.
Nah, but y'all still should have. They still should have let go. Well, not let go. They should have fucking Dak. Paid. Yeah, no, they should have paid Dak before they even fucking paid Zeke. I would have.
Ezekiel, I would have paid.
I would have paid Dak first. Yeah, reason paid, being, Dak doesn't get in no trouble. Dak, he gets actually, Dak hasn't gotten in trouble.
Last trouble Dak. He got in was at college.
When he fight. Got jumped.
He got jumped.
That's not trouble. That's him being a civilian getting in some shit. Ezekiel Elliott staying shit. Ezekiel every time he turns around, guards, and shit.
He like.
I was in a club one night with Zeke. You
know, see?
Ain't know I'm too major.
See,
though.
Why he in the club? You was running back in the NFL. You don't need
to. Well, it wasn't even really a club. It was Gators, the bar downtown.
Oh, that's fair.
Gators is like.
Yeah, it was a bar.
Like, they should have paid him first. They should have gave.
Yellow Bees was there that night, too.
Nah, they should have paid Dak first on the strength of that's the future, and that's who he was going to give y'all Super Bowl. Franchise tagging him is like a slap in the face.
Dak, he wasn't ready because he still had to prove himself.
Prove himself.
He still had to prove himself. Prove himself for what? Because people were still speculating.
Prove himself for what?
People were still speculating.
No, like, hold on. Do you know? I can't believe y'all finna have me defending this whole ass fucking cowboy right now.
Dak
Prescott's number since he been in the game. And they're amazing. I hate that I gotta defend this shit. But that nigga is good. What did
he is good.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Take Dak Prescott. Hold on. Because I see where you're going, but take him out. Whose numbers are better?
Who you talking about?
Prescott
he's versus
Prescott
who?
Prescott had to prove himself to Jerry Jones.
Prescott already good. You know, he all right, but the nigga ain't accurate, bro.
You still had to tell me who's numbers.
Saying, there's times where his man Prescott came down to being like up to Prescott.
I would prefer a young Tony Romo over Prescott.
Romo was way colder.
Young Tony Romo is the same nigga that botched the kick.
But Tony Romo and was the same way.
Interception.
Tony Romo was the same way though. He was always interception.
He threw interception left and right.
He did interception king.
Throw an interception lesson. No, Tony Romo just wasn't clutch for shit. That was his.
He had them. He could throw though. He could throw. He had them on that
fastest green, release ever.
That Green Bay game with Dez Bryant, man.
Fastest release
that
ever.
Is that why it's interceptions?
Huh?
Because he got the fastest release.
That's on him. In his lack, but bro, I can't believe you that made Prescott, me defend Prescott. I can't believe you.
I don't know.
I'm hurt. I'm very hurt that I had to defend
my favorite quarterback is like Russell Westbrook.
Well, I mean, he probably played, you know.
I mean, he would be a quarterback. He is the point guard.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, but
he's
my favorite quarterback, though, Russell Wilson.
I think mine, low-key, is Brett Favre. That's my favorite quarterback.
Currently.
Aaron Rodgers.
Lamar Jackson.
Mahomes. Nah.
I'm not feeling
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, boy.
Shit. I'm not feeling Mahomes right now.
Patrick Mahomes, boy.
It's the star right now.
They kicked our ass, so I
haven't
healed.
Oh, yet. So you got a little hate in your heart.
I haven't healed yet.
You got a little hate in your heart. You gotta let that go, bro. No. The new football
Mahomes
season.
The GOAT. Who's
their quarterback? Yo. Who's their head coach now?
Who?
The Cowboys. Mike McCarthy.
Y'all basically a Green Bay all over again. We don't want to talk about y'all no more. I gave y'all clout. That's it. I'm dead. They're talking about y'all.
I think Tampa Bay gonna be a fool this year.
Tampa Bay gonna be robbed.
Atlanta gonna be a fool.
Cause I don't know what they gonna put around on that defense.
But see, Tom Brady got a new offense.
It's gonna be so dominant.
New England has so much of a boring offense.
Yeah, it's like the Spurs.
They got a boring offense.
It is like watching the Spurs.
That nigga came to the goddamn South, man. You know we up in North.
Drew Brees is a beast too.
Drew Brees is sweet.
Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, boy.
So who the best quarterback y'all have ever seen?
That I've ever seen.
Ever.
Michael Vick.
Russell Wilson.
Ever. Oh, what's up, B Warren?
Either Michael Vick.
Best quarterback you done ever seen?
Currently.
In your lifetime. Just Michael that Vick. You have ever personally
Michael
watched.
Vick.
Not no go back shit. And watch highlights. Oh, Russell Wilson. Shit
all month, Joe Montana.
I never watched
Michael Vick. I'm going with Michael Vick because that nigga was versatile, bro.
Man.
And if Michael he would never got sent to prison, that nigga probably would have been the GOAT.
He probably got a bowl.
Yeah, so for sure.
What did they do to the GOAT?
They shipped his ass.
We not having this discussion.